This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our another session on the reflections of 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, we shall continue our series, A Beautiful Journey, which helps us to be able to connect with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after knowing Him well. The first name that we shall begin in today's session of this series, insha'Allah, my brothers and sisters, is Al-Aleem. Al-Aleem is the one who is the All-Knower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this name in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 137, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He states that He is Al-Aleem, the All-Knower. My brothers and sisters, again, we need to ensure that we memorize this name, Al-Aleem. And we need to understand that He is the All-Knower. And subhanAllah, this is how the Creator should be. He should be someone who is all-knowing. Nothing can be hidden from Him. Everything, whatever happens around the globe, in the entire creation, it should be in the ilm, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Al-Aleem. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the key difference between the Creator and the creation. And so we need to understand that He is Al-Aleem, meaning He is the knower of everything. He knows and He has the knowledge of the past, the present and the future. He has the knowledge of what we think, what we have in our hearts, what are our intentions, our actions. Everything, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is Al-Aleem. And we need to reflect upon it by pondering and thinking about Al-Aleem, that, you know, whatever we do, Allah has the knowledge of that. Whatever we intend, Allah has the knowledge of that. So we need to correct our intentions. We need to ensure that we have right actions, because Allah has the knowledge of whatever we do. And that's how we actually live, by this name, subhanAllah. By living a conscious life, by living a life which is aware that Allah is Al-Aleem. And we need to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to call out to Allah Rabbul Izzah Al-Aleem, that He is the one who knows all the things. He has the knowledge of all. He is all knowing. So we go back to Him, we call out to Him, and we ask Him for our counseling. We ask Him to guide us. We ask Him to set our affairs right. Subhanallah, He is the one who is having all the knowledge. Al-Aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab is the one who accepts repentance. And Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 37, where Allah mentions His name, At-Tawwab, the one who forgives, the one who accepts our repentance. And subhanAllah, this is how our Creator Allah is. This is how Allah presents Himself, you know, as a quality that He has. He is At-Tawwab. He is always ready to accept our, appeal, our plea. When we go back to Allah, when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's always ready to forgive us. He's always there to accept our repentance. He always, forgive, and He not forgive once, but He keeps on forgiving. So He's At-Tawwab, the one who continuously accepts our repentance. So my brothers and sisters, the need is for all of us to turn to Allah before we return to Allah. And that is indeed a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves. Allah says in the Quran, He loves the one who is tawwabin. He loves those who turn to Him for repentance, who ask Allah to forgive their sins. So let's go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sure that we memorize it. We understand that He is there for us. There is a door that we have to knock, and that's the only door, where we go back to At-Tawwab and we call out to At-Tawwab and we admit our faults. We acknowledge our mistakes and we affirm that we have shortcomings. We commit sins and we are disobedient. Ya At-Tawwab, but your mercy is vast. You are At-Tawwab, the one who accepts repentance. So accept my repentance. Forgive me. Forgive my sins and make me among those who are Tawwabin, who are those who keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim is the one who is all wise. Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 129. Allah mentions His name Al-Hakim, the all wise. Again, my brothers and sisters, we need to memorize this name Al-Hakim. We need to understand this powerful and beautiful quality of Allah, Al-Hakim, the wise. Subhanallah, in our lives, we many a times lose faith, or even, sometimes we weaken our faith because we do not understand and have firm belief in Al-Hakim, the wise. You know, when we plan something and it doesn't happen that way, we should be happy that Al-Hakim has planned something better for me, inshallah. So we need to, reflect this name Al-Hakim in that perspective, that whatever happens, happens for good, inshallah. Whatever happens, it happens with the wisdom of Allah. And Allah's wisdom is infinite. It is incomparable. We cannot imagine and comprehend the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, of Allah Almighty. But what we need to do is we need to rely on Him. We need to have belief in Him. We need to live by this name Al-Hakim. We need to have that understanding that He is the one who is all wise. So obviously He is the planner of my life. And what better planner than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? Subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we rely upon Him and we always, always call out to Al-Hakim to, help us and to formulate our lives in a way that is pleasing to Him alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed, my brothers and sisters, He is Al-Hakim. That's how we need to memorize it, understand it, reflect upon it, live by it and call out to Him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Ghani. Al-Ghani is the one who is rich, free of all wants. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions this name in Surah An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah number 133, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He uses this name Al-Ghani, rich, free of all wants. Again, we need to memorize this name Al-Ghani in our lives, and we need to understand that He is rich. He is the one who is extremely rich one, free from all wants. He knows to give, but He doesn't need any help from us. He doesn't need our assistance, our support. He doesn't need any strength from us, but He is the one who is the giver of everything. Subhanallah, we need to reflect upon this name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is Al-Ghani. Again and again, we need to feel in front of Him that we are the beggars, and that's how we are. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu ghaniyum wa antum fuqara. Allah is ghani. Allah is extremely rich, free from all wants, and you are the beggars. So we all are the beggars of Allah. We all are the slaves of Allah. We all are the worshippers of Allah. We all need the help of Allah Al-Ghani. the rich free from all wants. So we need to turn to him in that perspective, and we need to live by this name again and again by professing and practicing this claim that he is Al-Ghani and we are the Fuqara, we are the beggars. So we need to raise our hands and ask from the one who is Al-Ghani. We need to call out to Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is Al-Ghani, the rich, free from all wants. Again, this is the quality of Allah, and this is exclusive quality of Allah. It is only He who is free from all wants and needs. It is only He who is the giver of everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghani, and that's how we need to go back to Him and turn to Him who is Al-Ghani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Kareem. Al-Kareem is the one who is the most generous. Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Infitar, ayah number 6 and 7, where Allah mentions this beautiful name, Al-Kareem, the most generous. Again, we need to memorize this name, Al-Kareem, and understand that He is extremely generous. There is no generosity which has a limit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is extremely generous, and He is someone who gives and gives and gives. The whole creation, even if they come together for the purpose of asking Allah, and Allah, you know, start giving people, the whole creation, we the creation will get tired, but Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah the Most High, He will never be tired in giving. Subhanallah, that is Allah Al-Kareem, the most generous. You know, and we see this practically, whatever we want, when we raise our hands and ask Allah, how long do we ask Allah? How long our hands are raised? 1 minute? 2 minutes? 5 minutes? How long? Subhanallah. You know, if we get tired in asking Allah, but Allah is someone who is extremely generous, who is Al-Kareem. So we need to live by this name and go back to Him and seek from His generosity. We need to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem, and ask, you know, to shower His mercy, His blessings, His favors upon us, so that we may be successful in this life and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ahad. Al-Ahad is the one and only. And Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah number 112, ayah number 1, where Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ Ahad. Ahad is the one. And we need to memorize this name, Al-Ahad. And this is a very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ahad, we need to understand that He is absolutely, exclusively, unique one who in His lordship, in His names and attributes, in His divinity, in His actions, in His decisions, in His worship, in His role as a creator, He is absolutely Al-Ahad, the only one. The one and only who is unique. The one and only who deserves all kinds of respect, honor, dignity, majesty, and worship. The one who sustains entire creation. The one who gave us everything and who is keep giving us. The one who created us. The one who will give us death. The one who will return to us. The one who will, inshallah, will give us Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, the highest levels of Jannah. The one who will appear to the Jannatis, to the people of Jannah, inshallah. May Allah make us among them who will witness the face of Allah. The one, Al-Ahad. This attribute, my brothers and sisters, this quality of Allah Rabbul Izzah is so powerful and so important that this is the quality that distinguishes Him from all the other false deities. This is the quality that should be the main quality that we should always understand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our lives until we die. So we never ever get involved in shirk, and that is to associate partners with Allah, to associate anyone in terms of His names and attributes, in terms of lordship, in terms of answering prayers, in terms of worship, in terms of acts of ibadah, worship, in terms of decisions, in terms of actions. We should always, always make Him as the only one who is worthy of all these things, and never ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's how we need to call out to Al-Ahad for all our needs and wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also As-Samad. As-Samad is the one who is the self-sufficient. The self-sufficient, the absolute, and the one who does not die. Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Ikhlas, again Surah number 112, ayah number 2. Allahu Samad, Allah the self-sufficient, the master whom all creatures need. He is the one who never, eats or never drinks. He is not someone who is having any quality of the humans. He is As-Samad, the independent, the one who does not die, the one who is always self-sufficient. So we need to memorize this name, my brothers and sisters, As-Samad, As-Samad, As-Samad. And we need to understand this name, that He is the self-sufficient, the absolute. We need to reflect and think about it again and again, that we have a creator who is the self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't have to take any support from anyone. Rather, He is self-sufficient, the absolute. And that's how we need to live by this name, by going back to Him and calling out to Him, the self-sufficient Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Almighty, He alone has this quality. And this is the quality that makes a creator the creator. Subhanallah. If the creator is not self-sufficient, then what will happen to the creatures? If the creator, He is dependent on people, He is, not eternal, then what will happen to the creation? The whole creation will cease to exist, right? It will collapse, it will destroy. So Allah is alone who is As-Samad, and that's the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we need to memorize it, understand it, reflect upon it, live by it, and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by it, As-Samad, the self-sufficient, the absolute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Qareeb. Al-Qareeb is the close one, the one near to all by His knowledge. Allah mentions His name, Al-Qareeb, in Surah Al-Hud, Surah number 11, ayah number 61, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He mentioned this ayah, and this says, "My Lord is near to all by His knowledge." So Allah Almighty, He is Al-Qareeb by His knowledge, by His ilm, by His understanding, by His knowledge. And that's what we need to memorize, this name, Al-Qareeb. We need to understand that He is near. He is close. He is very, very near. And He knows everything in terms of His knowledge. Is absolutely near. So we need to reflect upon it. How can I do evil? How can I be immoral? How can I deal unjustly? How can I, do any zulm, any injustice to anyone? How can I not obey Allah? How can I, disobey and dishonor, my parents? Subhanallah. So we need to have this conscious feeling in our lives. And that's how we live by this attribute, Al-Qareeb, the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is Nothing can be escaped from Al-Qarib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is being aware by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to call out to Al-Qarib. Al-Qarib, you know, whatever we have a desire, whatever, you know, we have a wish, wants, needs, help, anything, just call out to Al-Qarib. He is absolutely near. He is very close to us by his knowledge. He responds, my brothers and sisters. Never ever think that Allah doesn't, you know your things and doesn't listen to you. Allah indeed is Al-Qarib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mujib, the responder, the answerer. Subhanallah. Allah mentions this name in Surah Hud, Surah number 11, Ayah number 61. Allah says that He is the most responsive, the answerer. You see, that's what we were just talking about, that Allah is Al-Qarib and He is Al-Mujib. He accepts and He answers, He replies, He responds to our du'as, to our, you know, wishes. So never ever think that, you know, Allah doesn't listen to me. You know, many people, when they are in distress, when they are suffering, when they are into difficulties, when they are facing challenges, when they have obstacles in their lives, when they are going through a tough times, they think that Allah is not listening to them. Allah is not answering my prayer. So, A'udhu Billah. This is as if we are denying one of the names and the attributes and the quality of Allah, Al-Mujib, the responder. Allah responds, my brothers and sisters, but Allah knows when to respond. Allah knows who to respond. Allah knows we do not know. Allah is wise, He has the wisdom when to do what, we don't know. Allah is all aware, but we are not aware of all the things. So we need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have belief, the firm belief in Allah. And that's how we reflect on this name and live by it. We need to have this belief that Allah is Al-Mujib, the responder, the answerer. So we need to keep on asking Allah, keep on making dua, keep on supplicating to Allah with a conviction in our hearts and minds that Allah will respond. Sometimes we see that Allah responds very quickly, and we see that in our lives. Sometimes it happens after, after a month or two or whatever, you know, it happens a little later. Yeah? And sometimes it doesn't happen. We don't see the result, the response of that. But Allah knows when to give what. Perhaps in Akhirah, Allah will give back as a reward to all the prayers which was not accepted in this world. So just keep on relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is indeed Al-Mujib. So call out to Al-Mujib and ask whatever you need in your lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Ghafoor, the oft-forgiving, the remitter. Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 49, where Allah uses and mentions that I am Al-Ghafoor, the oft forgiving. Allah Almighty, He is Al-Ghafoor, the oft forgiving. We need to memorize this name again, my brothers and sisters, that He is Al-Ghafoor, the oft forgiving. He keeps on forgive people, and we need to understand that He is the one who is so extremely forgiving that He does not just forgive, you know, once or twice, but He keeps on forgiving, subhanallah. And the beauty is, we just can't, be away from the temptations. You know, many a times we fall in trap of shaitan. We do evils, we commit mistakes, we disobey Allah. What is the rescue? What is the way out? The way out is we reflect on this name, Al-Ghafoor. We live by this name and have this sense and this feeling, this knowledge, this experience, this conviction and belief that Allah is Al-Ghafoor, and we call out to Him. We call out to him and we ask, Ya Al-Ghafoor, I've done a mistake. I have wronged myself. I have disobeyed you indeed. I have really did not, come to your expectations. Ya Al-Ghafoor, forgive me. And Allah forgives. Subhanallah. Allah forgives. My brothers and sisters, this is the need of the hour, that we all need to go back and turn to him before we return to him, Al-Ghafoor subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wadood, the affectionate, the loving. Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Buruj, Surah number 85, Ayah number 14 and 15. Allah mentions this, that he is Al-Wadood, full of love towards the pious who are real true believers of Islamic monotheism. Subhanallah, again, my brothers and sisters, we need to memorize this name, that he is Al-Wadood. He is extremely loving. He loves us. He loves us. He cares for us. He loves us. The sign of his love is so clear and manifested in our lives. We see so many signs that he is extremely loving. My brothers and sisters, the need is to understand that he is extremely loving. You know, many a times we create a wrong picture of Allah. We create a wrong impression of Allah, that Allah is only the one who punishes. Yes, Allah punishes those who do wrong, but he is also Al-Wadood. He is extremely loving. We need to promote this name and the quality of Allah, that he is extremely loving. Allah is extremely loving, and his love has no limits. His affection is genuine. His care is clearly visible, subhanallah, in our lives. So my brothers and sisters, we need to keep on understanding and reflecting upon this powerful and a beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he is Al-Wadood. We need to live by this name, Al-Wadood, and we need to reciprocate, love him in turn. Fall in love with Allah. That is the best love that you and me can carry in this world. Keep Allah in your heart. Love Allah intensely. Allah is Al-Wadood. He will love you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will forgive us. And Allah is the one, the best one to love as well. My brothers and sisters, he is Al-Wadood, the affectionate one, the one who is extremely loving. We need to call out to Al-Wadood to love us as well, so that we may be successful in this life and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to open our hearts and minds to comprehend all these names, the beautiful names and perfect attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we may get closer to him and be pleased with him, inshallah, in this world and the hereafter. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.